anywhere on the Gulf Coast.
News 92 FM.
Anywhere in the world.
News92FM.com.
923 and News 92 FM. On this gorgeous day in Houston, I'm Scott Braddock. Good morning. We're going in-depth on what the Republicans have called an assault on religious freedom. Democrats are calling it basically a war on women. Talking with Glenn W. Smith, who is a Democratic strategist and also former Texas Republican Party Chair Kathy Adams. And Kathy, you've got Glenn saying that, look, it is a war on women when you have the Texas Republican leadership here threatening to cut off the Texas Women's Health Program because they have some disagreements with the feds about how money ought to be spent.
Well, first of all, I'm former chairman, and I think that the current chairman would want that clarification. So I'm not speaking on behalf of the party.
Sure.
I'm speaking now as, mm-hmm. as president of Texas Eagle Forum. But this young girl should be absolutely ashamed of herself when she goes before a congressional committee and then be off the record. C-SPAN is going to show it. The whole world should know it. And so what does the girl call herself other than irresponsible? Then she can just absolutely be responsible for her own behavior. But let me just say, this is an affront to people of faith. We have 300 million Americans in this country who are being forced to buy a health insurance program that we don't want. We don't want to be paying for someone's sex change operations. We don't want to be paying for someone's abortions. And this is a government mandate. We have to buy insurance. And all of this now is mixed up in Obamacare, and there's no distancing what he's doing. And furthermore, even after this happened, there was an email that the White House was then telling even our Army Chief of Chaplains that they should not read certain criticisms of the Obama policy from the pulpit. So if it's not religious, why is he telling the chaplains that they should not be talking about it? Because it is a religious affront.
Glenn, are you willing to concede that even though this is a women's health issue, that there are real faith-based objections to some of this, and people feel strongly about it because they do feel it's an affront to their religion?
Yeah, but let's be clear what that is. And yes, I mean, I think happily, because we're such a faith, spiritually based nation, I'm glad that it's involved and that we're talking about it. But let's be clear about it. Nobody's forcing people of faith to do anything they don't want to do. The only thing this law does is tell religious organizations that they can't force their views onto employees who don't belong to their faith. So the issue is really, they look at these people that are opposed to this. It's not their own religious freedom they care about. It's their ability to impose their views on others, which is the real violation of church and state. So let's be clear about that. And one other thing, this has got nothing to do with abortions or sex change. This has got to do with the pill, which has been an accepted practice in the West for nearly half a century. This fight was over long, long ago, and somehow or other.
You can twist these words, but the fact is, all of that is included. You can twist it with words. That's what the president tried to do, too. But this is still an affront to people of faith. People who do not want to.
Well, you don't. Well, hang on. One at a time here. Kathy, hang on. One at a time. Kathy, you don't think that the president at least tried to, make some kind of concession to people who have religious objections to this by saying, look, those who do have those objections won't have to pay for it. It'll be the insurance company who pays for it. And wouldn't it maybe be a better argument to say, well, the president doesn't have a right or he doesn't have the authority to tell insurance companies they have to do that?
I think the courts are going to prove that. Obamacare is illegal, as far as I'm concerned. It is unconstitutional. And I believe that most Americans believe that because they do not want this mandate. And you look at Democrats and Republicans alike. They don't want the mandate. They don't want to have to be paying for someone else's services that we may not even consciously support or morally support. I don't want to pay for someone else's abortion or sex change operations, and those are included in Obamacare.
All right, I've got the 30 seconds left here. Glenn, I'll give you the last word this time. Go ahead.
Well, your probable nominee, Mitt Romney, recommended the very kind of mandate that's in the new federal health care law. So
you're wrongs don't make a right.
You're going to have your own little problem there. But listen, can we just be clear that this isn't requiring anybody to pay for anything for anyone else? It's got nothing to do with that. It's about insurance companies. Don't interrupt me. It's about insurance policies that are paid for by employees and their employers. It is a private transaction, financially speaking. So you got to quit saying This is somehow making taxpayers pay for other people's health services.
Well, this
has nothing to do with that.
Certainly a heated debate and one that's going to continue, and it continues right now on our Facebook page and on Twitter. I'd like to hear from you. By the way, that's Kathy Adams, the former head of the Texas Republican Party, and she's now at the Texas Eagle Forum, and also a longtime Democratic strategist here in Texas, Glenn W. Smith. What do you think? Tweet at me, at Scott Braddock on Twitter, or you can write on our Facebook page. The link for that is at news92fm.com. It's 9:29.